Fantasy worlds need heroes like men need to eat and breathe to face down the toughest challenges and dominate the greatest foes, to stand tall and proud against the forces of oppression and proclaim their own strength for the whole world to see, respect, and immortalize. Explore, build, conquer, mastering the craft of meaningful power fantasy. This is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch.
Welcome. It is June. Summer is fast approaching. This is the dispatch for May. If you hear any noises in the background, like, you know, people yelling and jumping and screaming and like splashes, you'll have to forgive me. It is holiday season coming up here in Cyprus, which means that the pool outside is currently full of shouting, screaming kids and children and adults alike having lots and lots of fun in the summer Cypriot sun. So, that's a thing. Okay, we don't really have that much to talk about in terms of the variety of subjects in this particular dispatch. We do, however, have a small number of things which I have a suspicion are going to take a little while to discuss. We've really got three main topics of discussion. We've got some end of day updates, a new schedule that we're doing. We've got some t-shirts that I'm currently working on for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. And we have the latest kerfuffle in the with the latest scenes, which some of you might have suspected is the reason why you've heard an amount of radio silence from me over the last 7 days. I've been thinking very carefully about this particular subject that we are going to talk about, because it's one of those things that not necessarily defines your approach going forward, but it certainly means that when you write certain types of scenes in the future, you're going to take the experience that you just had from this particular episode as a data point going forward, which means you want to think very carefully about exactly how you react to the situation as it happens. So, firstly, we have a new schedule for writing. I'm calling it the end of day updates, and it's very simple. I write a certain amount during the day, and at the end of the day, when I'm finished with my writing, I post it. This started out with the original fiction that I am doing for the Lit RPG series that I am working on, and I started it there because I was finding it very difficult to write chapters that finished in a neat fashion, because I would publish a chapter part or a chapter, and then I would go back and edit the previous thing, and then I would, you know, go forward and edit that thing. And because the whole process was very organic and very much not the case of once I have written this thing, it is now finished, I felt that a more dynamic updating of the work for people to read would be more appropriate. As I was implementing this end-of-day update schedule for my original work, I realized, and kind of had a suspicion right from the start, that there were other benefits to this system as well. And one being that as I posted at the end of the day, every day had a small little deadline that I could work towards, which is very nice. And at the end of the day, when I have finished my writing, I have gone through, done the little bit of editing and posted it to Patreon, I can put my feet up and say, I am done. And that mental freedom to say I am done, unbelievably valuable. It lets me really sort of decompress at the end of the day. It makes me feel, yes, I have achieved what I set out to achieve. I don't need to do anything until tomorrow. Because under normal circumstances, if you don't have like an end of day publishing deadline, at the end of the day, even if you wrote like 1,000 words, 1,500 words, 2,000 words, even if you wrote a very respectable amount, there's always the sort of little niggling feel in the back of your mind that says, I could do more. I could write more. I shouldn't be relaxing. I shouldn't be recuperating. I shouldn't be doing any of that stuff which is necessary as a writer. I should be writing more. But when you have a publishing deadline at the end of the day, I can publish and say, done. That's it. And so I started that experiment in my original fiction, and I thought, hey, this is really good. I should start doing this for dodging prison and stealing witches too. And so I started doing that, and I experienced many of the same benefits that I did from there. Now, what are the bad parts about this daily update schedule thing? Well, there is one major problem with it, a very obvious problem. It's that many people who read my work, they don't want to read these very small updates. They'd prefer to read a far more complete product, whether that means a part chapter, which is generally about 3,000 words, or they want to read the full chapter. And certainly some readers who read the part chapters have expressed the dismay in the past that they can't help themselves, you know, that they would prefer to read the whole thing when it's a more complete product, but they just can't help themselves. They have to read it now because it's out and they don't want to miss out and all this kind of stuff. So me and the mods on Discord, we went and we put together a series of barriers that people have to jump over in order to get to the end of day updates. They have to go into Discord and they have to explicitly opt in to the end of day updates so that they will be alerted to when they happen. And if you don't click on that emote on the news section in the Discord, that can't remember, I think it's called minor updates, the emote that you have to click, and if you don't click on that, then you won't receive the alerts. Not only will you not receive the alerts, you won't even get the channel that those minor updates are discussed in. So if you're not on that news schedule release update thing, then the channel's invisible, so you won't even see that. There is a slight issue, shall we say, with DPNSW Editorial, that channel, because obviously people want to edit the work, even if it's on a daily basis, and so they will post it in DPNSW Editorial, and so that's sort of like a way that people could get spoiled on it. But I think this is one of those things where people just have to use their common sense, their own judgment, and say, hey, I know that there are potential spoilers in DPNSW Editorial, so I'm just either going to go there and risk it for myself, or I'm going to avoid it for the moment and only go into DPNSW Editorial once the fuller product is released, whether that is the part chapter, because I'm confident and cool with reading that, or the full draft, because I'm confident and cool with reading that. So, yeah, that is where we currently are with the daily updates. My future plans with that are very simple. I'm going to continue doing it. A couple of people have asked, you know, are you going to, is this only temporary? Is this only going to be for the bonus chapter of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches? Because I really like this method, they say, this update schedule. To those people, don't worry. This is going to be the way we do things from now on. And I am actually, I want to say mildly surprised. At the same time, I'm not really mildly surprised. I kind of expected it. The news updates for minor updates, for the daily updates, the end of day updates, I believe they are currently the most subscribed to news emote in the news updates section on the Discord server, despite the fact that it's the newest of all the daily, of all the news updates. And I think in the first like few days, it reached 70 subscribers or something, which is, you know, way above the other ones. And I haven't seen, I haven't checked more recently to see what numbers there are currently. I suspect that once the minor updates become a little bit more publicly known, because I plan to announce it both on through the Grey mailing list, as I am doing right now in the day, in the monthly dispatch, and possibly as well at the end of the actual chapter when it's finally published to the general mass of readers, whether or not that means there's going to be a subsequent uptake of subscribers, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Okay. This brings us to the second point that I want to discuss, and this is a point of some contention, and in many ways I would consider this to be a win for minor updates. This is exactly the kind of reason why I like minor updates, because the feedback loop that I get from minor updates is just so rapid that when a problem pops up, I can say, oh, look, this is something that needs to be considered, and then do so. So what happened? There is a scene in the latest chapter of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches in which a very young character shows a direct interest in BDSM. And this is shown by her request, shall we say, for various BDSM paraphernalia. And this is paired with other characters' reactions to this, including the stipulation that showing interest is okay, but that this character will have to wait until she's older before being allowed to do anything more than express interest in this kind of stuff. Now, the reception from this particular scene from a number of my alpha readers, I think I'm not entirely sure how many alpha readers we currently have. Again, if you believe minor updates, we currently have over 70. The number who participate in the chat are probably between 12 and 15, I'm not entirely sure. But a small number of my alpha readers expressed acute disgust with this particular scene, primarily because it includes a very young character expressing direct interest in a very adult form of sexuality. It's not entirely unexpected. Now, this is a difficult topic for me, because this reaction to this scene directly influenced their enjoyment of the rest of the chapter, which has otherwise been getting really good feedback. You know, people really like it. You know, they enjoy the pacing, they enjoy the jokes, and they enjoy the world building. So the vast majority of the chapter is, you know, getting two thumbs up. However, a minority of readers, this is not the case. Now, why does this matter? This matters because one of my primary goals as a writer is to create stories that are fun to read. That's what I want. The reaction that I want from my readers, primarily while they are reading, is one of enjoyment. And especially if it is in a chapter that is focused on enjoyment and fun, that tonal clash is problematic. Again, the whole point of it is supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be funny, but for a subsection of readers, that joke won't necessarily hit home. This requires a lot of thought on my part, because while at the one point I have this goal of my writing being fun as much as possible, I have an opinion, shall we say, that sexuality in general is an important part of the human experience, and I strongly disagree, might not be the right word, but we'll use it for the moment. I strongly disagree with the censoring or sidestepping of sexual issues, especially the hard ones, the ones that make people perhaps sometimes feel uncomfortable, in popular culture. So I currently have these sort of these two things that I want to, that I like to do in my work, are clashing with each other. And so this is a real problem for me. However, this is not the first time that I've had this problem. Now, a little while ago, I think it might have been last year, there was a situation whereby I had one reader of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches who was a really good reader. They would write really detailed reviews in fanfiction.net for every single chapter, and they were exactly the kind of reader that I absolutely love. They go into the work in depth, you know, they make inferences, they connect dots, and they see things that you don't necessarily see if you only, you know, do a cursory reading of the work. So they get all the little clues and all of the little things that I put in there. And I really like this kind of reader. And so I followed this reader's reviews very carefully. And then the reader reached a particular scene which produced an extremely strong emotional reaction in them. And this was a scene in which Luna and Alexandra torture the character that we will call the pervert ghost. There is a ghost who expresses an extremely large amount of sexuality in an extremely crass way, and for not to put too fine a point on it, Luna and Alexandra torture him. And this was written in an extremely visceral way. It was written from a very close third-person perspective. There was a lot of detail, there was a lot of description, a good chunk of paragraph was spent on it. And the reader who I was, whose reviews I was following, had an extreme emotional reaction to this, in, you know, which I felt, which seemed rather out of place, or it seemed like a, it seemed kind of out of character, not out of character, but it seemed like I it took me by surprise, the reaction that they had. Later on, I learned through one-on-one dialogue with this reviewer that they were a veteran of Iraq, and they had a form of PTSD. And this really kind of hit home to me, because one of the things that I also don't like is I don't like trigger warnings, right? I don't appreciate trigger warnings. I don't agree with the philosophy of trigger warnings. But that doesn't mean that when something like this happens and I inadvertently cause someone a lot of stress and a lot of undue, should we say, pain or suffering, or, you know, bringing back very bad memories, that I don't feel bad about it, or that I feel that, you know, something could be done about it. And so I went back and looked at the scene in which the torture scene happens, and I look at it and I think, is there a different way I could write this? You know, could I go back and could I just basically sort of make it so that it's not quite so in your face? Because again, it's supposed to be part of a scene that is supposed to be enjoyable. It's not supposed to be a hardcore dark scene. It's part of a montage of funny scenes. And so if you have a scene that is bringing out a large negative emotional reaction not necessarily a large chunk of viewers, because the number of people who are reading my story who happen to have PTSD in regards to torture is probably very small, but that doesn't change the fact that they exist. And so was there a way in which I could rewrite the scene? And so I did. And I don't believe this is actually something that many of my readers have picked up on, the fact that this is a scene that I edited. And I know that some of my readers keep logs of the differences in the versions. So if you go back and you look at that particular scene, you will see that I have gone in and I have edited it quite heavily to make it less visceral, to make it more description-based, to make it so that the scene glosses over this particular aspect of what is going on explicitly, so that people who are liable to have extreme negative reactions to that particular aspect of it aren't going to be hopefully as affected. Now, this doesn't change the plot, right? Luna and Alexandra, they still torture the ghost. They still do those things. However, it's not sort of rammed in the reader's face quite so much. And this is something that I needed to learn. I needed to look at it and say, okay, some people are going to have extreme reactions to this. I don't change the plot because that's not part of my storytelling ethos. But that doesn't mean that I can't change the way the story is presented. And this is really what I feel the situation that I am currently in. Now, obviously, the number of people who are affected by the torture scene, as I said, is quite small. The number of people who will have a negative, adverse reaction to any kind of sexual subject, not necessarily sexualization, but just the fact that there is a preteen girl who is discussing or showing an interest in adult sexual subjects will have an adverse and a negative reaction to a far larger number of readers. I feel that this is an accurate statement. And so, you know, the fact that the fact that as another one of our alpha readers pointed out, it's quite normal in our society for many preteens to be both knowledgeable, aware, and even interested in sexual topics doesn't change the fact that some adult readers will find it creepy. And that feeling can very easily overpower the enjoyment of the rest of the piece. And so when I look at the conflict that I have between wanting to explore, or not necessarily explore, but not wanting to censor myself in regards to these kind of topics, and wanting to create stories that are fun and enjoyable, I am inclined to err on the side of taking the story as I have written it and using certain tools and tactics to do the exact same thing that with this scene as I did with the torture scene. Now, with the torture scene, I moved it from a third-person close perspective to a descriptive, brief description. In this particular situation, that's not even an option because it starts with brief description and doesn't actually even start in third person close. So what I'm going to have to do here is I'm going to remove a whole paragraph of dialogue which explicitly lampshades the inappropriateness of the subject for somebody of Luna's age, which is something that happened, and I feel that that could very well be one of the reasons why people got this kind of reaction, because there is explicitly a character who says, "What the fuck? You know, this girl is too young for this kind of shit." So I'm going to remove that particular paragraph and that particular dialogue. I am going to remove the explicit description of exactly what items there are in the room that is being discussed. Rather, I am going to move it so that it is implicit, implied, and people have to infer it, possibly innuendo and metaphor as well. I'm not entirely sure yet. And finally, I am going to adjust my outline so that the end scene of the entire chapter, which hasn't yet been written, doesn't explicitly rely on a joke that lampshades that particular character's precociousness, which is another reason why I've been radio silent for the past few days, because I've been considering how to handle that as well. So the substance of what's going on is going to stay the same, but the presentation is going to be more through inference and metaphor. Again, I want to put a lot of emphasis on the point that the fact that this conflict occurred was really, really good, right? This is exactly the reason why minor updates and having alpha readers is so critical. And it is also the reason why I'm very thankful to the readers who brought this up. The thing that I really, really, really do not want, right, is I do not want people to be afraid to voice their discontent or to voice problems that they had or strong emotional reactions that they had to stuff that I have written in the minor updates channel, because they are afraid that if they do, I'm going to go radio silent for a few days while I figure this out and they won't get updates for a few days, right? That is something that I really, really, really want to avoid. So again, I'm very, very thankful to the readers who brought this up. I've had to spend some time thinking about this, and I've discussed this subject with more than a couple of people. And you know, the discussion has ranged on a wide variety of consequences and, you know, subjects and discussions about all sorts of things. But it was those discussions and the alert from minor updates that enabled those discussions that ultimately helps me grow as a writer and enables me to produce stuff which fulfills my major goal, which is to create writing that is very enjoyable for as large a group of people whom I personally want to enjoy it, right? I had to put that last bit in there because I don't plan for my writing to ever have mass market appeal necessarily. And I'm also very aware that cutting down the edginess or the difficulty, shall we say, the difficulty level of my writing to appeal to a mass market common denominator is a route that I explicitly do not want to go in, right? And so every single time that I effectively censor myself, it has to be done with incredible amount of care, because I don't want to compromise the artistic integrity and the vision of the ultimate stories that I want to create. Okay, that was a long rant. We're going to finish off the dispatch by saying that I have another project that is in the works. I don't usually discuss projects before I sort of launch them, unless they are a writing project. But in this particular case, I feel like I want to, because I want to get a dialogue going if I can, or to encourage some ideas if people have them, because I have noticed people expressing these ideas a couple of times in the Discord chat, to do with Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches merchandise and other associated paraphernalia. I'm planning to produce a line of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches clothing, probably to start out with, t-shirts, hoodies. I've been looking into options. I feel that this, in terms of ways to monetize the projects that I'm currently working on that may not necessarily be ethical to monetize in other ways, I feel that this is potentially an interesting way to go. A lot of people have expressed interest in this kind of product. And based on what I know about intellectual property law, trademark law, copyright law, this is something that I can legitimately do and suffer almost no legal consequences. Obviously, you know, there are certain things that I can't do. I can't use trademark named, for example, so I wouldn't be able to use the words Harry Potter or Luna Lovegood or any of the other trademark names. Lord Slytherin, unfortunately, is a name that I would not be able to use, I feel, even though it is a composite word rather than the use of the word Slytherin on its own. So there are certain words that I would not be able to use, but certainly art that is independently produced, and slogans and other words that are, should we say, very specific to the Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches series, I could totally do that. And this is, should we say, the next experiment, because I'm one of the things or problems that I have is figuring out how to make a sustainable living out of what it is that I do. And I've said this in the past before, that if I could I don't want to say nothing else, because I really do want to continue working on my original fiction, but nevertheless, if I could guarantee that the work that I do on Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches was worthwhile, not just from a educational point of view, but from a financial point of view as well, then it would make my life so much more stable and so much more safe, shall we say, which would allow me to work on it more. So, yeah, that's a thing I'm currently working on. I'm really excited. I had a really good brainstorming session with a couple of my friends about potential like slogans or imagery that could go on t-shirts for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. I think some of you will really like what I come up with, but if anybody does have any kind of ideas for stuff that could go on there, then I would be really interested in hearing about it. Okay, so that's where we currently are for the monthly dispatch. Daily updates are going to resume tomorrow. It's going to have the updates that I'm doing, the changes for the current scene. I may very well start writing daily updates for my original series as well, before I finish the bonus chapter for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, simply because the amount of thinking and discussion and sort of soul searching that I've been doing in regards to this particular topic over the last few days, in regards to this particular issue, is in danger of burning me out on this particular subject, and that's something that I really want to avoid. So I have a suspicion that a couple of days spent writing original fiction will bring me back nice and refreshed to Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. We'll have to see how many more daily updates is required in order to finish the chapter. We are closing in on the end of the chapter very rapidly, as I'm sure many of you have noticed. One of the good things about having the T-minus X days framework is that it's very obvious, you know, how far into the chapter we are and how much left there is. So, thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much for reading. Thank you very much to my patrons, my early access patrons, for allowing me to continue what it is that I do. And thank you very much to my readers for making what I do worthwhile. I will see you for the next monthly update in a month, and I will see you very soon for daily updates for my writing schedule. Good night.
The J.M. Coombs Dispatch is made possible only through the support of our Early Access Patrons. If you would like to learn how to join them, go to www.patreon.com/leadvonee.